Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Hey, Marge Sipla, are you there?
Good morning, John. I'm here. Thanks for having me.
I failed to recognize you when you came to our Teddy Roosevelt show in Downers Grove Saturday, but thank you for being there.
I had so much fun. It was really great to see the show. This was the first time I'd ever seen one, and I'm glad I chose the 25th anniversary to see it.
Why do you say that?
I really enjoyed the Q&A afterward with Steve Bertrand, and because, you know, the questioning of the two of you, you know, Clay and you, it just it made it more real to me and more believable. You know, I mean, I got to see the two of you as regular people and not as characters on the stage.
And yet when we ask the crowd, do you really forget that it's not Teddy Roosevelt on stage? Everybody went, yeah, this is so convincing. And if you are new to WGN Radio, welcome. Every year, the Saturday closest to the election, we put Teddy Roosevelt or Thomas Jefferson on stage for an unscripted, spontaneous conversation. I talk to him. We have some laughs. We learn. We cry. And then you ask questions, too. Marge Sipla was there. Marge categorizes all of our jokes, has been for 4 years. She's got a file with several thousand. She helps us pick the joke of the month. Marge, once again, you and I aren't exactly on the same page.
That's the way it's been for a while.
Okay, Marge has three jokes, guys, that she says we should consider for joke of the month. Number one, guy sees a sign outside a house that says talking dog for sale. He goes in and says to the dog, what have you done with your life? And the dog says, well, I've had a very full life. I lived in the Alps, rescued avalanche victims, served my country in the war. Now I spend my days reading to the residents at a retirement home. The guy's flabbergasted. He says to the dog's owner, why on earth would you get rid of an incredible dog like this? And the owner says, because he's a liar. He never did any of those things. Okay, that's up against, according to Marge. Why did the Pharaoh put a horn on his front door so people could toot and come in? Marge, what's the last one you like, Marge?
What's the last one?
Yeah.
There's a website dedicated to releasing information about Star Wars. It's called WookieLeaks.
Okay, can I just throw a couple others at you, Marge, and tell me if you think... Halloween candy is... Halloween is just around the corner. Guess what a dung beetle's favorite candy is? Turtles. No, Marge?
Well, it's on my file, but I didn't pick it.
What else you got, Dave? One.
I was having dinner with a chess champion at an Italian restaurant. I asked him to pass the salt. Took him 20 minutes.
I like that one. I like that one. Husband is on the phone with his wife, and he's reading a letter she left for him, and he cries, I can't believe you left me like this. And by the way, nitpicking has a hyphen.
How does James Bond's doorbell go? Dong. Ding dong.
No, Marge?
Yeah, that's on my list, too, okay, but it didn't make this list. It's
evident.
In my file.
Okay,
yeah.
You know all of these, so I'll just give you one more that I liked it. It was like the last one. My girlfriend just dumped me. She was angry and yelled, you're so pedantic. Everything I do is wrong. I used to love you. But now me and Gary are driving up north through the night. And then you'll never hear from me again. And I yelled out, no, wait. It's Gary and I. Okay. One of those will be the joke of the month. Marge, you say, Marge, if it were up to you, which one would you pick?
I am kind of tied between the dog and the Pharaoh joke.
The Pharaoh joke meaning tootin' come in.
Tootin' come in. I think that's kind of cute.
Dave, which one you like?
I can't go with pedantic there.
I think that's
my favorite.
Steve?
The dog's a liar.
Okay. That's two for even Steve's kind of nodding his head. That's a classic.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe that one is going to make the cut for October. Marge, will you please keep listening to WGN?
Absolutely. Brings me joy.
You do too. We'll talk to you next month, my friend.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, so a shorter version then of today's batch of speed jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. Jokes have come in. New ones, mind you, from Don Willershite and Crystal Lake and Joe Eberhardt of Arlington Heights, Shell in Aurora, Pam in Tucson, Arizona, Kathy Reynolds in Roselle, and Father Ron in Peru. Dave Copps is listening in DeWitt, Michigan. Mike Burrell is in Bolingbrook. And Mike is from the Twin Towns of Minnesota. Doug Cohenauer is an adjunct professor at the College of DuPage in Glen Ellen. And a first-time joke sender writes, "Hey, here is one of my homegrown jokes. I hope you read it on the air. If nothing else, it's fun to say my name, right?" Signed, Peter Pitts, author of Cool Stuff at Small Colleges, now available on Amazon. We got a joke, too, from Pat, who's all that, from Waukegan. A Democrat and a Republican walk into a bar. They sit down, order a drink, have a great time. Bartender says, "Wait, is this some sort of joke?" Coffee was just voted, Dave, the best drink, but now there's a controversy.
Oh, no, what?
There were absentee ballots. Hey, Dave, my geologist friend left her husband and is going to never date again.
I know, John, you told us yesterday. She said, "Mineral the same."
Yeah, he was taking her for granted.
You said that, too.
So you think you've heard enough of these, Dave?
I think we all have.
Well, lithium here, Dave. I've got a lot more like this.
I'm sure you do, but please stop.
Fine, fine, fine. I'll just cobalt my day, but you'll be sorry some of the other jokes are marvelous. Marge, are you still listening out there? Because I really like those. Dave, I've got this condition that keeps me from losing weight.
What's that?
I get hungry.
In the following scene, Dave Innit will portray a naked man walking into a bar. And John Williams will star as the bartender.
Hey there, what are you getting?
A draft.
In this scene, Dave Innit will portray a private eye. And John Williams will star as some random dude.
I'm looking for a man with one eye.
Well, if you really want to find him, I'd say use both. That's just me. I'm not a private eye. I don't know your business, sir. After hearing me sing, my music teacher told me I should be tenor. And by that, she meant 10 or 20 feet away.